good night.
You too, ma'am. Okay, Mr. Mills, you made the motion on this one. Do we want to go back and take this other one under advisement and then come back to the case that's open?
Yes. Mr. Paoli, are you ready?
See if he's ready. Okay. You made the motion on both of them.
Which one are we looking for?
We're going back to Mr. Paoli.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to take him then.
Excuse me. Can I explain to you what I've done? I came here, excuse me, back in May, asked what I had to do to build a sun porch for my grandson and my granddaughters. They told me to get a registered architect, which I did, get the three drawings, which I did, brought them. Then they said you had to get the surveyors. So we got the surveyors. They came down and surveyed it. I brought the paperwork here, applied for the permit. They approved the drawings. They said, but you have to go through the board of this. That's why I'm here tonight.
Did you fill out the application?
Yes, everything's
And you there. Signed the application?
Yes.
So you remember signing a piece of paper that said that these are the standards for granting of a variance, and that you understood that you need to convince the board of that?
What, just to get a variance for?
Yeah.
See, when we started 14 feet, they said you couldn't go there. So we got a survey, said you can go to 12 feet.
I understand all that. But you say you applied for the variance. You filled out the application.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a signature on that page?
Yes.
Okay. You signed a piece of paper.
Yes.
That said you understood that when you or whomever met with this board, you had to meet. We can't approve a variance unless you convince us that you meet the standards.
What are the standards, such as?
What was in the application, which we just gave you, which these other previous people have addressed.
I'm asking you. I listen here. I've got legit drawings from a registered architect. I got the surveyors. They surveyed the place. I had everything. They told me I had everything. Just you have to come here and put a variance.
And we have our rules here.
I understand that.
And the rules that Mr. Mills is trying to tell you are that you've got to address the standards for granting a variance. Okay, you got that?
Okay.
Every person tonight has.
There's a number of standards that you've got to address to convince all these people on this board that we either grant you the variance or you want the variance. So you've got to convince us of that you need this variance. And that's what that piece of paper that you signed said you would do.
We're not trying to be difficult here.
No, I know.
Mr. Paoli.
If the rules are set for everyone, we don't have anything to do with it.
We're not trying to be difficult.
I understand. That guy gave me the paper. He says, sign here, and that's what I did.
And so you just assumed that you show up and
that's exactly
okay.
That's
well. Here's what we're going to do, or here's what I'm going to suggest that we do, is that we give you time to consider the standards. And then come back and address the board. We can't just stamp it and say it's okay. Okay. We have to in this hearing, you have to address those standards so that we can grant based on the feeling that we feel that you'd meet those standards. Okay.
Are you doing this for your son? You said.
Yeah, I'm gonna have EDIS do it. I worked for the EDIS for 39 years.
Okay, but who are you doing?
I'm doing this for my grandchildren. Really.
Okay, you're doing
my
this
son,
for your
Jimmy
grandchildren.
And Noah.
So you want to get this right, right?
Okay, sure.
You want to convince
right.
this board. So
okay.
What Mr. Mills is saying to you is go home, look that over. We'll keep the case open. We'll try. He's going to make that motion or someone here on the board. You go home and study that. Get back to us and say, now I know how I'm going to convince that board because these are the standards.
See, I've never been here. Okay.
Mr. Paoli, you may not understand what we're asking of you. Feel free to call the office and ask them, or you may even want to seek, you know, advice from friends, legal counsel, whatever. To address those standards.
Okay.
But most, as everyone so far this evening has done, they've addressed them, and it enables us to grant or deny a variance.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to, so the gentleman doesn't get any more confused with everything thrown at him, I'm going to make a motion that we...
Mr. Rickard, before we go there, I do see there's...
Need to ask for opposition.
You need to make sure there's nobody here for or against.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, now entertain a motion. Now.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we keep case 11,294 open to our next regular meeting to give the applicant time to address the standards for granting a variance.
Thank you.
Now, what you would do, I need a second on that, so
do you have a
quiet.
Second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills. Is that we leave case number 11,294 open until our next regular meeting, which will be November the 18th, for the purpose of you being able to have time to prepare for addressing the standards for the granting of the variances.
Thank you.
Mr. Pauly, Ms. Thibodeau, she will give you some paperwork, and it has questions. As you know, how you would go about addressing those standards, just keep in mind, they're not yes or no questions.
Okay.
Be creative. Address the standards.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion then, again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Galloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,294 will be left open.
What was the date again?
I'm sorry, the 18th.